Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska lawmakers opened their second special session Wednesday with little public progress towards resolution on a state budget standoff. The legislature passed a budget package last week, but Governor Dunleavy called it defective, citing as a concern the House's failure to garner sufficient support for a procedural effective date vote. The effective date provisions fell 4 votes short of passage. Just 2 of the House Republican minority caucuses, 18 members, voted with the majority in support. Legislative attorneys and Department of Law have offered differing views on what the failed vote might mean. The attorney general asked a judge to weigh in. The new fiscal year starts July 1st, but it was still an eventful day at the legislature yesterday. For example, Republican Representative Chris Kirk of Wasilla said about the government shutting down.
And I think it's maybe better to articulate it as a funding gap. It's not being shut down, it's just being paused temporarily.
Democratic Senator from Juneau, Jesse Keel.
Mr. President, retroactivity clauses for the supplementals are still in House Bill 69 conference report that we voted on last week. But the governor said last week that his read on the Constitution is really easy. Anyone who disagrees with him, and remember, that's 35 or 40 years worth of governors and legislators and legislative affairs agencies and attorneys general are people who, let me just quote him from a radio show, people who can't read or don't want to be bothered to read, end quote. That's what it takes to disagree with this governor on the Constitution, in his words, not mine.
Governor Dunleavy introduced a new budget bill Wednesday, but House Speaker Louise Stutes said securing support for the effective date provisions attached to the bill passed last week was her priority. The legislation includes a 50-50 PFD appropriated from the earnings reserve account, the realized gains fund with Alaska's permanent fund, differing from a prior iteration of the budget, which utilized the constitutional budget reserve as a funding source. This according to the Office of the Governor. Upon passage, Dunleavy says this year's PFD amount would total approximately $2,350. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. Life in the military can sometimes be difficult, especially for those deployed for the first time far away from home. And the USO Alaska tries to help make life easier for them. There are 2 USO centers at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, including a 24-hour gym that's open 7 days a week. The other building houses computers, printers, video games, TV, and snacks, and it's free to active duty military and their families. Barb Knack manages the centers.
We offer an ability for somebody to come in and just relax, have a drink, have somebody to talk to. They're up in Alaska for the first time, away from home mainly for the first time, and we get to do fun things and I get to tell them about Alaska.
The USO has been a part of J-Bear since February of 2016, but its presence reaches across the state as the USO Alaska supports nearly 27,000 service members and their families. Other centers are located at Fort Wainwright and Eielson Air Force Base. Brent Banks, USO Alaska's executive director.
It's a fantastic mission, keeping our service members connected to family, home, and country. What a great calling. What a fantastic profession to have, to be able to support our service members.
J-Bear soon could get a third USO center. Banks said the organization hopes to open it on the Fort Richardson side next year. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.